Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Fred Schuelt. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Lynn Storti. Batting seventh. The catcher, Johnny Schuelt. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Fisher. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Carl Fisher. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting sixth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bill Sissel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. And now, play ball. Fred Schuelt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schuelt takes first base on ball four. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Schuelt moves to second. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a pop-up towards third. Kaum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin takes first base on ball four. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Melillo for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Porter moves to third. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Schuelt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schuelt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. Storti moves to second. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Storti scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Carl Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher bunts towards first. Morgan juggles the ball. That's an error on Morgan. Levy moves to third. Fred Schuelt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schuelt is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields it and throws to second for the out. Lovey scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Browns. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Schult moves to second. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Burnett fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Goslin throws the ball into Melillo, who tags Com, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Sewell scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Browns. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Goslin is called out on strikes. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Storti hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder strikes out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Porter for the out. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Burnett hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-1 in the game. Schult is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carl Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0-for-0 in the game. Fisher bunts towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. Levy moves to second. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Schult hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Levy scores. It's 3-1. Browns. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schultz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-1 in the game. Vosmick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Vosmick moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kaum hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. Campbell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Goslin takes first base on ball 4. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Goslin moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Storti hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. Goslin moves to third. Melillo moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0-for-2 in the game. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Goslin scores. Melillo moves to third. It's 4-1, Browns. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Levy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-1 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground into right field. Campbell picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Campbell. Cecil moves to second. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cecil moves to third. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0-for-1 in the game. Harder strikes out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Schultz. Porter reaches second base with a double. Cecil scores. It's 4-2, Browns. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Burnett takes first base on ball four. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Carl Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0-for-0 in the game. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Schult hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vosmick strikes out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Morgan strikes out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Com takes first base on ball 4. Sewell moves to second. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cecil takes first base on ball 4. Sewell moves to third. Com moves to second. Chad Kimsey now pitching. Glenn Myatt pinch hits for Mel Harder. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Sewell scores. Com moves to third. It's 4-3, Browns. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cecil. The throw from Schult and he is safe. Cecil steals second. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt takes first base on ball 4. Bob Cooney now pitching. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Sarge Connolly now pitching. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-3 in the game. Campbell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is bouncing around. Vosmick is chasing the ball. Campbell rounds third and comes all way home with an inside-the-park home run. It's 5-3, Browns. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Goslin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Goslin reaches second base with a double. Willis Hudlin now pitching. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Goslin moves to third. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Storti hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Goslin scores. One out. It's 6-3, Browns. Johnny Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Schult hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Browns. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vosmek hits a line drive into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 4. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Schult hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burns for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Sewell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Com hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cecil hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schult settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 4. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Campbell reaches second base with a double. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Goslin hits a ball on the ground that hits Campbell. Campbell is out and Goslin is safe at first. There goes Campbell trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. One out. Schemalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson pinch hits for Willis Hudlin. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Burnett hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Browns. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.